over the last 40 days and the last few days specifically, I was struck by the fact of how vast the gift was that God gave us through all of this. And the idea that how important it is to trust that gift. It tells us over and over again that we think nothing of ourselves, but God thinks everything of us. It tells us over and over again to be together as the family. And I love the beginning where it says, we gather as the family here tonight. We are the family of St. Francis. We are the family of God. And we are the family that spreads the good news and declares that Jesus is indeed the Son of God. So this afternoon, I felt this strange emptiness. And I was just trying to get into that place of emptiness and see what that was about. And I thought of the different characters and how empty each one of them might have felt in a totally different way. Judas, so empty for betraying Jesus and being so sorry for it and so despondent about it. For all the women who gathered and the deep loss that they felt of their son, their friend, their king. But most of all, I thought about the deep loss that Pilate and the emptiness that Pilate must have felt. He knew that this was wrong, and he knew that there was nothing he could do about it. And my guess is that what he ultimately did was to put some trust in Jesus and put some trust in the fact that what he did, even though he knew it was wrong, was important to fulfill the scripture because Jesus kept reminding everyone of that. I've often wondered if Pilate then became a disciple of Christ. Somehow I think he did. But the outcome of all of this for me is the fact that no matter who we are, what we do, no matter how lost we feel or how inadequate we feel, Jesus came and he took care of all of that. There is nothing left for us to be concerned about because Jesus holds it in his hand and in his heart and takes it on our behalf to the Father. So tonight, we can grieve and we can celebrate at the same time, which is kind of an interesting thing for me. And it kind of reminds me of what we do oftentimes at funerals. We grieve the loss of our friend and we celebrate they're going on to something much greater. But that's not an easy thing to do. But tonight, as the family of God, we will do that. We will stay close tonight. We will remember all it is that Jesus did for us. We'll remember those who participated in this action. And we will know that Jesus forgave even them. Then finally, I have to say something about Peter. I cannot imagine how alone and how empty Peter felt when he realized that he had indeed denied his Lord. Not once, but three times. And that, again, reminds me that no matter how many times, and I know I've done it, and I suspect I'm not the only one that has said, oh, me a Christian? No, I don't believe in that stuff. Being embarrassed or being something about following Jesus, or somebody might say, well, you know, that's really, really kind of absurd that you believe all this. But how can we not believe it through the writings of the Gospels and through the ongoing and lasting effect that the life and love of Jesus has had on this world? So in my deepest place of emptiness, and I invite you to this place as well, remember that it is not empty at all, even though it may feel empty, because the Spirit, the love, and the presence of Jesus surrounds us at all times, whether we realize it or not. Amen. Thank you.